it's my understanding that today is International Podcast Day, and so I, Rufus T. Rufus, had decided to crack the microphone so I can talk to you, the entire podcasting community, the entire international world, about what the Bumper Podcast is and what it does and who it's for and what it's about. Look who just rolled out of bed. Mr. Natty Bumper call himself.
Yeah, hey Rufus, I don't feel very good today. I'm kind of tired and I'm kind of sick. And I appreciate very much that you're here running the show. And we haven't done a show in a couple weeks. And we haven't been able to get interviews. And it's driving me crazy because we were on such a good run. And we were having all sorts of fun people on the show, and then the software broke, and we finally got that fixed, but now scheduling has become an issue, and I don't feel good, and so I just didn't think I was going to have it in me to do it today, but I heard you down here, and so I came downstairs, and I was like, oh!
Hey! Bro!
Hey, Pig, what's going on, bro?
Not much, bro, just hanging out. You know, I heard you guys down here. And I was going out to the store to get some slop.
You get me?
Did you know we was out of slop? Like, I went to the fridge. There's no slop. I went to the second fridge. There's also no slop.
Really?
I went to the deep freezer. There's no slop. There's no slop in the pantry. There's no slop out in the shed. There's no slop. Like,
never slop
what's,
in the shed.
What's a pig that's supposed to eat, huh? I'm just a starving little pig.
Pig, okay. You calm yourself down as your representation. I believe it's in your ride, which is your contract.
Yeah, yeah.
There is supposed to always be on hand here at headquarters some slop for my piggy Lou. So, Bumper Car, I know you're looking peaked. I know you don't feel so good. But my man, he needs some slop.
Okay.
Please get on it if you will.
Fine. Okay, fine. I don't know how we're out of slop. Because there was slop everywhere. I mean, we had a whole shipment that came in like last week. I'll run to the store, even though I don't feel so great, and I will get you some slop. I'm sorry. And
just go to the store.
Can you guys finish up the podcast? Because I'll go get you. Oh my gosh! Do this.
Okay.
All right.
Sorry.
I'm Bumper Car.
Sorry.
You should be sorry coming on the podcast yawning. I never heard you do that, never. I mean, I've heard you tired before, but that was a legit yawn, bro. That was like from yawn central, from yawn valley, from yonder over there.
Go
right?
Take a nap.
Wow. All right, fine. So I'll take over the stem. I'm going to take over the wheel. I'm going to take over the podcast.
You talk.
I'm going to tell you a little bit about what's been going on with me lately.
Yeah, you talk.
So many shows. Very popular pig lately. I had a show Sunday.
Yeah, we
went to
we
the city and hung out on Monday.
Uh-huh.
Had a show Tuesday. Got a show Wednesday. Oh, boy. On Friday, I gotta go into a show. I don't know if we're gonna be on it or not, but I gotta go. And then Sunday, another show. It's just like show after show after show. And the people in the crowd, they're all like, Pig! Aloysius J. Pig! It's Pig! Aloysius, whoo, 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 Pig! Aloysius J. Pig! That's me. I'm Pig.
Yeah.
And it's the craziest thing ever. I had a woman last night. She came up to me at the show, and she was just like, I know you. I met you before at a show. And she was so sweet, and she gave me a sweet hug. And I was just like, I remember you. You was at that show. And, you know, it was just a nice time. It's nice when you make people happy. I don't know how I make people happy. I'm not like a happy pig magician or nothing. I ain't got no magic wand where I could be like, poof, now you're happy or nothing like that. But they seem pretty happy. Man, I'm getting hungry. How do people do this? How do people talk this long without no slop? I don't even understand.
Listen,
I need some help, huh?
Okay, it ain't gonna come from me because I got some other business to take care of. I got some things I gotta handle, some business, you understand, on the side that I don't really want to talk about on the air here. So if you would not mind, I'm gonna leave you here by yourself. Oh, wait a minute. Here's somebody to help.
Oh, no.
Good luck with this one, Pete.
Not what I wanted to have happen.
It's me, Toadpool.
Hey, Toadpool.
I'm here to help with a podcast. I was over there drawing. I was making a drawing.
Uh-huh. What happened?
Of a flower on a tower.
Oh, no.
That's run out of
power. Yeah, I got what you're doing. You love to rhyme.
Do you want to see my...
I would love to see it, of course.
Nobody wants to see my drawing?
We're on the radio.
I'm just going to take it over here and like
what are you freaking out?
And I don't care about you.
What does it even mean, man? What are you doing? I just said we're on the radio, and it don't make much sense for you to be bringing in... Well, I mean, what are you going to do? Use descriptive words and be like, this yellow on this flower is so yellow that you're not going to believe how yellow it is. A bee would fly past this drawing that has a flower and try to pollinate because that's how... But it's not, you know? You just made a drawing, which is cool and everything, but again... Radio, audio is a medium. Audio is not a visual medium. So, I think you should go over there, and I should,
What should he do?
Oh, for Pete's sake, crying out loud.
What? I just heard everybody down here, and I thought to myself, what a better place to be for me than with my friends.
Yeah, get it together.
I got stuck on friends. Sometimes I get stuck on friends. People say...
What do they say?
I get... Okay.
Here you go. They don't say you get stuck on friends. Nobody says that. That's not a thing people say. They say that you come and hang around a lot, and maybe you don't offer a lot to the conversation, to the situation, if you understand what I'm saying. But they don't say, oh, robot, you know him, he gets stuck on friends. I never heard nobody say that, never to nobody.
Nobody.
Oh, what is it?
Hey, I'm back.
Yep. Bro, get in here.
Here you go.
I'm so hungry right now. I can't even deal with this. How do you deal with this gaggle of characters?
It's not easy, I'm going to tell you. But so I'm back, and I think the walk did me pretty good. I feel much better about the world. I don't know what happened on the podcast today, but I'm hoping that something happened, that something was said, that it wasn't just a bunch of fighting and people just walking in and walking out, offering nothing to any kind of story, just being there just for the fact that their voices are on the podcast. Because when that happens, I don't like it as much. I feel like there's no depth. Like when there's a little story that everyone is engaging in, I feel like that's a good podcast. That makes sense. And it's International Podcast Day. I don't even know if you guys knew that, but today, the whole world is focused on podcasts internationally. So we are going to probably need to, you know, translate this, I'm guessing. I don't know if we know anybody who can translate this for the other countries. And then everyone's just going to love it because it's going to make a lot more sense to people. Although, I will say, being someone who does live in the America, I have a lot of friends who have tried to listen to the podcast and who have said, they don't even understand it, and they speak the English, okay? So if you don't speak the English, then it might make more sense to you. I don't know. I don't know who this makes sense for. I don't know who the target audience is. I don't know who is supposed to be listening to this. But I do know that I hope that we can get more guests on pretty soon and that we can ramp up the call-in number because I really loved it when people were calling in. And we can review more stuff, and we can get more commercials on, and we can do all the things that we were getting so good at and so happy with a podcast. I don't know if Pig told you, but man, We've been having so many shows lately. Like, we had a show Sunday, and we actually filmed something for something else. And then Monday, we went to the city and saw a band called Saint Etienne, which was really fun. It was a good time. I had something in the city, and it was a soup dumpling. So it was these four little dumplings, and they were so hot, but they were kind of steamed. But they had soup inside of them, and they were tiny, so that when you chopsticked them into your mouth, you would bite, and it would kind of this explosion of flavor. Like, it was scallion. I think there was some ginger. I don't know, but it was amazing. Like, I don't even ever want to eat anything again besides that. I was trying to figure out a way if I could get on a dumpling meal plan, but evidently it doesn't exist. And then I had a show Tuesday. I had a show Wednesday. Got a show Friday. Got a show Sunday. And it's a busy time, man. It's a very busy time, but I love it. It's so exciting. And I'm, all I have to do is keep my nose above the water. I just have to maintain just a little bit longer just to get to the end of the road that I'm on. And then I'm going to stop just singing this song. Thank you guys so much for listening. Sorry it's been so long. We hope to get on again soon, maybe with some guests. Got to line it up. Got to get it right. Got to do it all tonight. Everybody, with a 1, 2, 3, International Podcaster!